For the record's sake, say that both Senators Carter and Senator Messerly are excused today. Our first order of business, I guess, is to get some rules to operate by. And I don't know if Senator Shields has those on his plate back there or not, but...
It's your standard rules, right?
Pretty close, as near as I can tell. Don't think we threw you any curves in there.
You need a motion to...
Yes, I would accept such. Is there a further discussion on the rules as proposed? Hearing none, I guess we don't need a vote if we don't have any... Is there any opposition to the rules as such? Hearing none, so ordered. We have a couple of bills here that we're going to do some work on. Well, I was going to have an introduction of committee and staff, but I wondered if maybe we shouldn't wait until
the next
session. We don't have much of an audience today and half of a committee, so maybe we could forego that till our next meeting. I hope we have a little better attendance in our next meeting. We'll have both the outgoing director of Health and Human Services Department and the interim director present, and they will be giving us an update on the reorganization and restructuring of going on and taking place in the Health and Human Services departments. And we'll have a chance to do introductions then. And I've asked staff to have a letter ready for all of us to sign thanking our present director for his work and things that he's done here for the time that he's headed the Health and Human Services Department. So I think we'll just wait for the introductions till then. And I would go ahead and open a public hearing on Senate Bill 43, and I'll ask staff to introduce the bill.
Okay, thank you, Chair Fisher. Senate Bill 43 basically requires the Commission for the Blind to be responsible for fiscal oversight of its agency, which includes regular reviews of financial statements, participation of the commissioners in the budget development, and directing them to steer their resources to meet the program goals. Basically, an interim joint legislative audit committee found during an audit a number of problems in a donation fund that the commission operates and how it was used for purposes maybe outside the scope of the program goals. Some monies were spent in areas that weren't considered to be in the best interest of the client served at all times. Also, a 1995 Secretary of State audit found that the commission did authorize about $1.75 million to another not-for-profit organization, the Blind Enterprises of Oregon. The money was basically provided in a kind of a grant loan, and the Secretary of State audit recommended that retrieve or get the money back, which did not occur. So Senate Bill 43 kind of directs better fiscal oversight.
As a member of the Audit Committee, I might just add for the benefit of Senator George and Senator Shields, were you on the Audit Committee?
No.
I didn't remember if you were on the Budget and Audit. We went over this a couple of different times. We heard it first, then it was passed on to the Health and Human Services Department, or Interim Committee, and then it went back to the Audit Committee, and finally both the Senate Bill 43 that we're working on right now and the Senate Bill 44 came from the Audit Committee. but it was pretty well discussed, and at their presentation to the audit committee, the commission had already inaugurated what this bill is asking for, and they were complimented on the fact that they had not waited to have the bill go into process, but were already doing that. So kind of, this is kind of almost an after the fact, just putting into the law what is already being done now, and again, I would like to say that I appreciated the cooperation of the commission and the fact that they were willing to listen to the audit committee and put these things into effect without having to go through a big lengthy process. Senator Shields.
Just the obvious question, if they weren't doing it, who was?
Basically no one.
Chair Fisherman.
Yes. Yet, it was basically left to a lot of the administration with the agency to report to the commission.
So you had staff doing it without supervision from the commission?
Not completely. It was sporadic. Some of the policies weren't followed as perhaps strictly as they should have.
Okay.
I don't see, there's no one signed up to speak on Senate Bill 43, so.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator Shields.
Is this bill not so obvious as you could just about have a work session on it anytime you give the proper timing and just.
Yes, I'm ready to go ahead. We've published a work session could take place, and it was my intention to go ahead and pass the bill unless something unforeseen came up. So I will close the public hearing on Senate Bill 43 and open a work session on Senate Bill 43.
Mr. Chair, do you want to?
I'm ready for a motion.
A motion?
To discuss if you'd like.
I'd move Senate Bill 43 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Shields has recommended that we, and moved that we send Senate Bill 43 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? Senator Jewell.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I understand this right, this is currently under current practice occurring.
Yes.
But they are asking for us to formalize it. That's
yes,
what we're doing.
That's correct.
Okay.
Further discussion?
They've been doing it how long?
Well, I believe my guess is about 4 months, I would say. I don't know just exactly when they first got the report and initiated it, but we were dealing with it somewhere in the neighborhood when it first came up about 4 to 6 months ago. So I would say it'd be in the framework of the last 6 months anyway.
Okay.
But it was before the final hearing, which was about a month and a half. Will the clerk call a roll?
Senator Jordan?
Aye.
Senator Shields?
Aye.
Chair Fisher?
Aye. Motion carries. Anybody want to carry the first bill?
That's what matters on here.
Yeah, I'll do it. Senator Fisher will be the carrier. And the motion is carried. I will now open the public hearing on Senate Bill 44. And we have Linda Mock from the Commission for the Blind who wishes to testify for the bill. And I will allow staff to introduce it as she makes her way forward.
Thank you, Chair Fisher. Basically, Senate Bill 44 requires the Commission to cooperate with the Department of Human Services in cases where individuals who are blind and need assistance for various services, including medical employment. The Commission for Blind is a separate entity, not part of Department of Human Services, but yet this Senior Disabled Services Division of DHS and the Commission tend to serve similar clientele, often those who are older and then people are going blind. It was felt from the Joint Legislative Audit Committee that close cooperation between these two entities, the Commission and DHS, would aid both in that people would be served better sending DHS services, and the Commission could leverage better outreach from cooperating with the Department of Human Services.
Go ahead, Ms. Monk.
Okay, thank you. Chair Fisher, members of the committee, I'm here today to support passage of Senate Bill 44 with a recommendation that we make a few minor changes to the wording that you were just discussing with Senator Fisher. Essentially, I wanted to talk about three things, really the historical purpose of the legislation, the commission's position on it, and then essentially the elimination of the word needy from the bill. Initially, this statute was created to establish cooperation between Adult and Family Services and the Commission for the Blind so that individuals who applied for financial assistance from AFS would be referred to the commission, who could then provide those individual services to help them obtain employment so that they would no longer really need the financial assistance from AFS. And this relationship continues to function well. We regularly do receive referrals from AFS on individuals applying for financial assistance, and we then provide services to them. My second point is that the Commission does concur with broadening the language from AFS to the Department of Human Services. I think this reflects the cooperative relationship that we seek to have with all of the programs of DHS and doesn't restrict in any way the referral process that's taking place with AFS because AFS is part of the AFS. It would just broaden the scope of it. I do, however, recommend that we would remove the word needy, particularly from line 7. AFS has changed the name of that program, and I'm not quite sure when that occurred, but I'm sure it was a number of years ago, so that it is now just a program for the blind. So my recommendation is that we would make number 1 read cooperation with the Department of Human Services and the Administration of Programs for the Blind, which is just a broader statement and taking out that needy reference. And then we discussed a little further to follow up on that in paragraph 2, to drop financial aid so that it's all applicants of DHS. So it would then read, when requested by the department, shall make an investigation of applicants and make such recommendations to the department regarding services for the applicant and the employability of the applicant. Again, it broadens the scope, so we're talking more than just AFS and just financial need. And I think it also eliminates a negative stereotype by not referring to needy blind and helps us further our mission at the Commission for the Blind of full integration in the community of individuals who are blind in particular. Thank you.
Yes, Senator Shields.
Are those words there because of the the department's Department of Human Services programs are need-based? I mean, you qualify for welfare, you qualify for Medicaid based on your financial status. Is that why those words are there? Or are they truly unnecessary? Have you, in other words, talked to DHS about that change?
Mr. and Senator Shields, I haven't talked with them. I did look at the statutes, and I think they originally were there because it's a needs-based program for financial need. But when we're broadening it beyond AFS to other programs, they're not all necessarily needs-based. So I think it made sense to broaden it just so that you're then looking at whatever program they might be eligible for. They can be served by whether it's because of the disability or some other situation rather than just financial need.
Well, they're needs-based, but I think that it's they've got the need goes beyond the idea of needy as we know it in colloquial understanding.
All I'm saying is I want to make sure that you don't broaden eligibility beyond what is allowed by those rules that govern need-based eligibility programs by changing language. And all I want to do is make sure that as you change the language, you don't change it in such a way that it doesn't meet the criteria of the Department of Human Services. Now, I have no problem. In fact, I don't like the term needy blind. I don't like that. I would like to get rid of it.
perhaps for your understanding, and I don't have copies for everybody, but this was handed to me right at the beginning. It's the 1990 edition of Aid to Blind Persons and to Disabled Persons, and it comes from, I'm guessing, just from the Department of Human Resources, or who is...
Yeah, that's part of their statute within Adult Protective Services.
And it has the section here, Aid to Blind Persons, and it goes down through all of the ORSs and determines what their eligibility, residential requirements for certain persons ineligible for aid, standard of need, amount of aid. So those things are all in that. We're not taking them out.
Okay, the standard of...
And there's a... Everything from investigation of an applicant and commencement of aid, notice to applicants, all these different things are all here in these separate particular laws.
Again, I'll do whatever you want me to do on this, but a standard of need, an amount of aid under a statute aimed at aid to blind persons could be under different rules than, for instance, TANF. And I'm suggesting, particularly under the parens number 2, when requested to do so by the division or department, it shall make an investigation of the financial aid, or I don't know how that's supposed to be read, but.
Well, the financial aid has not been in there prior to this.
Right.
This was a new addition that had been put in there. And apparently I've referred to this particular program here.
But is it referring to this chapter of the law, or is that financial aid phrase referring to something about which I know very little over in the Department of Human Services that's... You know, SDSD has its rules, and do they have to have some direction to investigate a person's financial aid need? I'm just raising the question. I'll do whatever you want me to do.
Sure, and Senator Shields, I understand your concern, I believe, and a way that we frequently deal with this, and maybe another suggestion to add to the language, rather, so we don't narrow it just to financial aid, would be to say, eligible applicant, and that way you're referring to the eligibility of each of those individual programs so that they would have to meet, if there's financial criteria, if there are other criteria, then they would have to meet the criteria, because that's certainly the intent, is that they would meet the criteria of those other programs, so they would be eligible, and we frequently use that term within our program of eligible individuals.
Yeah, you can say, that might solve the issue. That's a good solution. Make an investigation of the eligible applicant. I'll let you guys do the wordsmithing. I just didn't want to walk off in the wrong direction.
Well, I think one thing that makes this kind of, I don't know, hard to deal with is the fact that, from what my understanding, the Commission for the Blind does not have monetary aid programs. They aid in schooling and training and various sorts of things like that, but not in direct aid in a financial way. And so... this is merely basically directing them to cooperate with and help in the process of determining these other programs, which each one has its own individual eligibility criteria, as near as I can understand. Believe me, having dealt with SDSD, I don't believe you're going to find them just giving away money.
Right.
Without having a fairly careful... investigations done, at least not in my dealings with them.
Mr. Chair, I do have to say that I'm surprised that nobody from SDSD is here to comment on this.
Well, I don't believe they thought anything about the fact that we would maybe delve into a change here, and so that's something that probably when we get an amendment, if we decide to do one today in our work commission, why... We probably need to share it around, and matter of fact, it's going to change a whole lot in this bill, almost to the point of needing a reprint on the bill. because it's going to change the whole summary and everything else here. It's, it won't change the relating clause, but we certainly need a different summary, and I wouldn't want to take the word needy out of here and all this financial aid out of here and then leave the summary for somebody to look at it and wonder what in the world was going on. So I'm not thoroughly familiar with all of the necessary process of getting it changed like it ought to be, but
Chair Fisher, we can, you can approve the basic concept of this, and in the interim of getting it drafted by the legislative council, they'll review, and we can review the any unintended results that might also.
So I'm if I'm hearing correctly, we would say in section 2, after the word department, make an investigation of an eligible applicant?
Yes, Chair Fisher, that would be my recommendation, because I think that does address Senator Shields' point, which I think is a good point.
And then make recommendations to the department regarding services for, do we again repeat the eligible applicant? And also the eligible applicant after the employability?
I would recommend that, yeah.
All right.
And then it's very clear that you're talking about someone who's eligible for each of those programs.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Can we get a, can we get an analysis on line 7 of the word needy as to see whether or not, as Senator Shields and I have both had kind of a concern about whether there is significance to that word?
Well, I think in a way, eligible kind of has a connotation of needy.
A financial need, yeah.
But this was basically speaking specifically to, I believe, one program here, whereas indeed there are many programs available which they should cooperate together with.
Right.
And so it made it kind of hard to put just a financially open.
You mean limited to just a, yeah, a financial consideration?
Senator Shue.
The concern here is that calling folks needy blind is a
Excuse me, just a second, Senator Shields. I apologize. We're getting actually into a work session here. There's no sense that we shouldn't. We've got it published, and we've had the testimony from the only person that's asked to speak. So why don't I just go from a public hearing into the work session on Senate Bill 44.
Okay.
And now we'll go ahead and discuss. And
okay. You've already made some suggestions, which I hope you'll remake under sub 2, but parens 2. But under parens 1, I'm simply saying that the term needy blind is kind of a pejorative term. That's the testimony we had. And my suggestion there would be to use a different adjective, something to the effect of financial aid to eligible blind, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I mean, because you need
to want to get into the exact financial aid issue, because it's so much broader than that now. Rather than just speaking to one financial aid program, this has connotations in many other programs.
I didn't realize that that was what the testimony was about with regard to parens 1. You're wanting to address more than.
Yep. You mind coming back up, Ms. Martin?
when you eliminated the word needy, are you also wanting to eliminate financial aid in that same sentence?
Well, we were wanting to eliminate it below because of the broadening from AFS to the Department of Human Services, so that you're looking at more programs than just that specific aid to the blind program. So, yeah, there was that intent in the second paragraph to broaden it beyond just that one program within DHS to all of the programs of DHS.
So would you then say aid, so that line, in the administration of aid to eligible blind, what you're driving at? I'm still concerned about the idea of eligibility, because you're not going to serve,
well,
excuse me, a blind millionaire or something, you know, with money from TANF or wherever.
Yeah. Well, what we had recommended changing it to was a program for, and then we would add eligible.
Yeah.
Programs for the eligible blind. So it would be not just financial aid, but it might be eligible.
That's on line 7.
That's on line 7.
So how does line 7 read?
It would then read, if we read all of 1, it would read, cooperate with the Department of Human Services in the administration of programs for the eligible blind.
Okay. I'd move that. If you want a motion, sir.
I don't know if we necessarily need a motion to draft up this amendment.
You're just drafting?
Yeah. I think that staff has a good idea of what we're after here, and that we can go ahead and have it drafted and come back for work on it as soon as we can get it done. And we can also make sure that Department of Human Resources has access to it, and of course, the Commission for the Blind. And I don't know, let's say, Fiscal, do you need to review this? Well, I think satisfies my curiosity for the afternoon on this. It could be that LC might see something in the legality of things that might change things also for us to review, but this will give them an idea of the direction, I think, that we wish to pursue. And I don't think we need to worry about the audit committee as such, because it's been disbanded and done its work, and so now it's up for us to do the best we can with the working out of the bill, and there's no sense in changing one thing here and leaving several other things undone as long as we're working with this particular section. So appreciate the work that's been done, and I will direct staff to go ahead and do whatever it takes to get that. We have a bill.
Yeah, I don't think it's bills.
I'll close the work session on Senate Bill 44, and was there any interest in the introduction of committee bills? I believe we probably will have some later on, and I just put it down there, so there's none out there right at the moment. Why, we won't worry about going into that process. So any further thing to come for the committee today? Hearing none, we'll go to the committee.